Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to. I've got my dress tucked between my thighs because there's all kinds of sweat in all not places you want to know about. Anyway, fair to say it's fucking hot here today. What I want to talk to you about today is this idea that has really been playing around in my head, and I've had lots of conversations with my friends about it, but I don't think I've ever actually brought it to the podcast. So this is about circular leadership and what I see as one of the most common mistakes that people make these days in life, not just in the business world, but in life, and how I see the world rather differently, perhaps, and how I want to invite you to check out this perspective rather than the other perspective. Okay, because I do feel like we are moving in this direction as a society, and if you're not already on board with it, soon enough, you will be, because the days of the guru are collapsing, as we can see all around us. You know, it's time to let go of that idea. It really is. It is the cause of so much suffering, so much self-doubt, so much confusion, so much indecision, so much paralysis of comparative paralysis. I don't know. I'm just throwing shit out there now, but you know what I mean. Like, when we outsource our power to somebody else, when we see somebody else as above us and us below them, it makes us see them as some kind of superhuman, and we have all these high expectations of them. That's not fair on them. It's also not very fair on you. I just had to make sure it was recording. I wasn't quite sure there for a moment. So, circular leadership. This is something that I am really passionate about, and it's something that I work towards with all of my clients in all of my work. I am a leader, but so are you. I have some answers, and so do you. I have skills in certain areas, and so do you. And you can learn from me and I can learn from you. You are not beneath me and you are not above me. We are in a circle looking at each other, bringing our different experiences and all of our humanness to the table. When we put people on a pedestal, it's very easy for them to fall. And I do not want to be on a pedestal. That pressure is not something that I want. It is not something I aspire to, and it just sounds fucking hideous to me. Blech, I don't want to be anyone's god except my own. And so I really just wanted to open up this conversation because I feel like I want to invite you to look at your own life and see if there's any areas where you are placing yourself beneath somebody else, where you think that they have the answers that you seek, where you think that you are putting all of your eggs in their basket to provide you with something, you know? Because nobody can live up to those expectations forever. And like I said, it is unfair to do so, not just for the pressure it places on them, but for the self-doubt that it breeds within you. Why are you not worthy? Why can you not do it yourself? You know, I mean, I'm a coach and mentor, and most coaches and mentors, you're buying something from them because they can, you know, they have done this. Okay, so this is what I see in the online world, right? I was here and now I'm here. And look at me in all my fucking glory. And if you want to go from here to here, I can show you my exact blueprint to do that. And now it's not even so, I mean, it's still in so much gross marketing, but it's also the undercurrent for what I see a lot of people looking for when they're looking for a mentor. They're looking for someone who has done it. And that's great, right? Like, because sure, as all coaches who market themselves that way, you do want to be shown the shortcuts. You want to be shown those shortcuts to success. Only I have done this too many times to really bother going into right now. And I can follow the instructions, although I do have a little bit of a inner rebel. We know that about me. I can follow the instructions and not get the same success. And how many times have you done this? How many times have you invested in something like B-School or any of those programs, or you've joined a mastermind, or you've worked with a coach? And I know people have done this with me. They have come to me for me to give them the answers. And then been disappointed when they haven't had the success that they thought they were going to have. I didn't change anything for them. They're not now successful. And that was the reason that they wanted to work with me. But here's the thing. That's not on me. That's on you. And I would ask you to, this is the work that I do with people, like actually questioning, why do you want that success? What is it about that success that speaks to you? What is it that you actually want? What is driving you for this? Because when we get to the crux of it, it's rarely the external bit. It's about something internal, something that you desire, needs that aren't quite being met within you, something that you aspire to be rather than have. And so even when you join something and you work with someone like that, you join a course like that, or you work with someone like that, you get to the end and you might have the success. You might have scaled your business to seven figures. You might have done whatever the fuck you wanted to do. But those internal needs, still not met because they're not external. You're still the same person. You're still the person who you were when you joined up. You just maybe have had a little bit more success. And then you realize, oh, I'm still the same person. So the invitation today is for you to have a look at your life and see those areas in it in which you may be outsourcing your power, in which you may not be taking full ownership for your fucking magnificence. And the idea of circular leadership is finding a mentor. It doesn't have to be me. This is not a sell for me and my coaching. This is just an overview. Is finding someone who you vibe with. Not looking at what they've done and what they've achieved, but looking at how they make you feel, how they see you. Do you feel seen by them? Do you feel heard by them? Because that person doesn't have to be perfect. In fact, they're not perfect, because the perfect human does not exist. But overall, do you feel like they understand you from the from the stuff that you consume that they create. Instead of buying into the dream, which probably isn't your fucking dream anyway, it's just a dream that you've been conditioned to believe is important to you, instead of buying into that and looking for the fast track, find someone who can help you figure out what the fuck you actually want and how you want to live and can help you live in a way that supports who you want to be. Because you're never going to find the satisfaction through the things that you have or even the things that you do. When I'm a successful business owner, yeah, had that going on for me. You know, when I'm self-employed, hello, Carly, you still have exactly the same insecurities as you did before. Your life is pretty much exactly the same struggles. It's just that now you're not working for an asshole, you're working for yourself, who's a bigger fucking asshole. So like Denise Duffield Thomas says, new level, new devil. This is life, right? Like there is we can plateau and we can reach a mountain and then look around and be like, well, fuck, now I got to go back down. Or, oh, holy shit, there's a bigger mountain. And then we just keep on climbing and pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. Instead of stretching, feeling into it, does this feel good? Does this align with where I want to go, who I want to be? So know this. Everybody is human. Everybody. The people that you idolize, the people you admire, the people that you think have what you want, human. They are suffering. They have struggle. And they have all the good shit too that you experience. They're no different to you. So circular leadership. Find communities of people who are like-minded but who also stretch you. And know that they're human. Trust your instincts above all else. Don't outsource your power. All right, that's it from me today. Peace out. The end. Thanks for coming. See you next week. And in the meantime, I would love you to join my Show Up Speak Up community in Facebook or connect with me on Instagram at Carlosophies. Until next week, peace out.